Win 98.5 Your Country, it's time for Homegrown on a Tuesday night, and Alan Turner in the studio. What's happening, man?
How you doing, Cody? It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you in here. I know you've been in here a long time ago, but
yeah,
your first time with me, so very glad to have you in here. Let's go and dive right on into it. Tell me about your music. Tell me what makes your music.
Well, I think we're kind of like a rocking, kind of edgy country sound is what I think we are. Maybe a little blend of southern rock with you know, some of the modern country guys today kind of put it all together, and that's what we kind of look like, I think.
So what kind of brought that about? I mean, you're back. Let's talk about your history. Okay. I mean, what made you want to do that kind of style of music?
I don't know. I think I just kind of got led to it. My father was a singer, and I grew up in a kind of a musical home, and he used to bounce me on his knee and sing to me, and he passed away when I was 10 years old. It was shortly around my birthday. He gave me the Gambler album from Kenny Rogers.
Can't go wrong with that album.
Got me kind of hooked on country music, and that was kind of the start of it, I guess.
That kind of getting you started, when did you start actually like trying to write some songs?
Well, you know, I in my teen years, I kind of went through that rock and roll rebellion phase, if that's what you want to call it. And so I think that kind of maybe formed some of my music today.
See, I never went through that phase. I've always been country guy. I never,
is that right?
Never went through that phase.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
All right,
no,
fair enough.
No, it's good. I wish I wouldn't have gone through that phase myself, maybe. I don't know. I think everything
affects
us.
And you're wearing a Guns N' Roses t-shirt in here.
I know.
Come on now. It happens. It happens.
Yeah.
But all right, so that's definitely a good little background on you. Now, you're saying we were playing your music. Now, tell me about your songwriting. I mean, how are you writing your songs? Is it something that just comes to you naturally and you just write it down? Or do you have to just sit there and say, all right, I'm writing a song today?
Yeah, well, you know, I think naturally I kind of do have kind of a storyteller feel to my life, what I do, and I can write music that way, and it seems to flow. And then I usually get with my guitar player or something, and we kind of work out the songs, how they seem to come together. But it does kind of come natural. Sometimes there's long periods of times where it's just, there's nothing there. But when it does, when you're in the writing mode, it just happens.
I mean, I've been sitting down. I've seen guys write songs, everything else. I mean, they can have a notebook filled up with one-liner ideas. And I actually watched a guy put together an entire song just from one-liner ideas, and they made no sense whatsoever to each other. It turned out to be kind of a cool song.
Yeah, well, this guy in the studio here with me right now, Mark Richardson, he wrote a number of the songs on my most recent album, and he's kind of that way. Just a very, very talented songwriter to be able to do something like that.
Let's go ahead and hear a song. What are you going to play for me first?
Oh, we're going to do a song here. It's on a current project that I have in Nashville right now, being mixed and mastered by Jeff Huskins, formerly of Little Texas. And it's a song called Whiskey IV.
All right, here we go. It's Alan Turner, Homegrown on Win 98.5.
I got a sickness, I need some medicine, something to kill this pain. Ain't talking about no penicillin. A dose of Johnny Cash prescribed by Dr. Jukebox. So keep your shot glass, I need something more unorthodox. Hey there, bartender, can't you see I can't forget her? I'm in bad shape since she walked out on me. So help me out, hook me up, here's the keys to my truck. Lay me down on the bar, running straight into my arm. It's an emergency, I need a whiskey IV. Uh-huh. You know a broken heart has a powerful thirst. I need a Jack Black jump star, Pretty Little Lone Star, honky tonk nurse. And if I stop to cry, that means I need a little more. When every bottle's dry, settle Bubba to the liquor store. Hey there, bartender, can't you see I can't forget her? I'm in bad shape since she walked out on me. So help me out, hook me up, here's the keys to my truck. 100 proof, make it strong, hurry up, I ain't got long. It's an emergency, I need a whiskey IV. It hurts too bad to even take a sip. From here on out. I want a steady drift. Whoa, help me out, hook me up. Here's the keys to my truck. Lay me down on the bar. Hurry up, I ain't got long. It's an emergency. I need a whiskey, give me my whiskey, I need a whiskey IV.
Win 98.5, your country homegrown on a Tuesday night with Alan Turner there, Whiskey IV. Now, you said that's on a project you're currently mixing and working on. Tell me about that. What's going on in Nashville?
Well, yeah, we last year signed a deal with down in Nashville for a four-song production deal. It's a tied with Sony, but it's a production deal. It's not a record deal.
Exactly.
It could become something big, we're hoping. Jeff Huskins from Little Texas fame is our producer, and he's producing it, and he's produced a lot of guys, worked with Alan Jackson, currently even worked with a guy by the name of Usher recently.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I knew Usher was coming to Nashville to do some stuff. That's a little interesting to see that he's got Little Texas helping him out.
Isn't that funny?
Of all people.
Yeah,
of all people.
Yeah.
So tell me what's been like in the studio. I mean, what all have we been working on there?
Well, you know, it's really cool because we got a chance to work in some great studios, Blackbird and the Tracking Room we worked in. Got to sing on the Mike Elvis Presley recorded Blue Suede Shoes. There's so much history
there.
The grand piano that was played in one of our songs was played on the song The Dance. So it's kind of a cool thing to have all that stuff in the background that I know about. Not most people are going to know about it, but to me, it's a real cool.
I'm going to call you a name real fast, but it's okay because I'm one too. Music nerds like us, we love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that is pretty cool to get in there. So now, what's going to come out from this, with it being a production deal? I mean, is it something that we're going to be able to see at shows? You're going to be able to get the CDs out? What's the deal?
Well, we're currently playing everything that we're doing. We recorded down there in our shows, and hopefully soon we're going to have something available here that we're going to be releasing some kind of an EP or another album or something. We're not really sure how far that's going to go. Unlike other projects that we've done independently, I don't have a whole lot of control on this, and that's a weird feeling, not having the control that you've had in the past where you can say, well, I'm going to put this out when I want to put it out type thing. So it's we're just kind of waiting on Nashville.
See what they say. You got to love the Nashville music machine, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go and hear another one. What you going to play next?
We're going to play a song off my last album, my most recent album. It's a song called Boots Hit the Floor. Mark Richardson actually wrote that, and so we're going to do that for you right now.
All right, it's Homegrown, Win 98.5.
I like my neon lights green on the dance floor. I like my country music loud with a bit of Buckin' Jones. When it comes to women, I know what I want. Living in the city, there ain't much to choose from. I come a-bustin' through a honky-tonk store just to see the cowgirls and watch their boots hit the floor. And now there's something about a woman in skin-tight jeans that makes all you guys crazy, you know what I mean. And once you're dancing to a good house band, tush, push, giddy up, pick your dance. I came to Wranglers to drink a few more and to see the cowgirls and watch their boots hit the floor. Heel-toe dancing at its best, long neck bottles all dripping and sweat. You keep them coming, I'll drink a few more just to see the cowgirls and watch the boots hit the floor. And now you're dancing to a good house band. It makes all you guys crazy, wanna learn the two-step. Hey, won't you drinking? Drink a few more. See those good cowgirls, baby, they're hitting the floor. When it comes to dancing, drink a few more just to see the cowgirls and watch the boots hit the floor. Now you're dancing to a good house band. It makes all you guys crazy, wanna learn the two-step. They want you drinking, drink a few more. See those good cowgirls, baby, they're hitting the floor. When it comes to dancing, drink a few more just to see the cowgirls and watch the boots hit the floor.
Win 98.5, your country homegrown on a Tuesday night with Alan Turner. Like it, man. That's very nice, very well written. So, but my one thing I will say about that song, people in Michigan don't two-step.
Not like they should.
I'm telling you, I'm from Texas, and I have no idea how to line dance. I'm just saying. Going in the studio, doing all that. What else are you doing? I mean, it looks like you got a lot of irons in the fire right now.
We got a lot of irons in the fire. We may be considering shooting another music video. We've had some success in the past. We shot a music video off our first album. It got some airtime on CMT. We're maybe looking at doing that. And, of course, our summer is just jam-packed with festivals and things, and so we're just busy, busy, busy.
Can't go wrong with that, so tell me about some dates you got coming up. Where all you going to be at?
Well, coming up this Friday, we're on the Fox 2 Morning Show in the Metro Detroit area. We're doing a kind of a kickoff for the big hoedown downtown Detroit. And then Friday night and Saturday night, we are in Grand Rapids at the Back 40 Saloon. I almost lost. And then we're back on Sunday in Detroit doing the downtown hoedown at 5 o'clock down in Detroit.
Sounds good. Looks like you're going to be plenty busy. Make sure you head on over to the website. Where can they go and get some information for you?
AlanTurnerMusic.com, and that's A-L-A-N, AlanTurnerMusic.com. That's where you'll find out what's happening.
Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, YouTube.
There's links there to go to all that stuff, yeah.
Well, very cool. Alan, thanks for coming in and doing this with us on a holiday weekend, just getting back to the grind here. But appreciate you coming in and visiting with us.
Thank you so much, Cody. Appreciate you guys here at 98.5.
It's homegrown on your country.